Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year, Genesis to Revelation in 365 Lessons. My name is Shane, and this is Lesson 195, Matthew 24:24. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Anyone who claims to speak for God but contradicts the gospel is a false teacher, a false prophet, or a false messiah. Even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse, wrote Paul. And in fact, history has produced a long line of false teachers, false prophets, and false messiahs, some even doing miracles. For example, Pharaoh's magicians turned their staffs into snakes and water into blood. Furthermore, the Bible speaks of a false prophet at the end of the age who will do great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people, wrote John. This, of course, raises a problem. If someone does greater miracles than Jesus, how do we know who to follow? What if someone else comes back from the dead? What if they are attended by angels? What if their miracles are more compelling than Jesus' miracles? How do we know who speaks for God? Thankfully, we are not in the dark. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God, said Jesus. If you want to do God's will more than anything else, God will lead you straight to Jesus Christ and keep you there. You don't have to be the brightest or the best. You only have to choose to do the will of God. Furthermore, those who belong to Jesus Christ have the Spirit of Christ to guide them. His sheep follow him because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me, said Jesus. Nothing is more convincing to a child of God than the Spirit of Christ within. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. 2,000 years later, Jesus is the most quoted person in the world, and he never wrote a book. If you want to be quoted 2,000 years from now, you should at least write something down. But Jesus never wrote a sentence that we know of, and yet he is the most quoted person ever. Who else could pull that off? Matthew 25:14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Jesus did not want his followers to be idle while he was away, so he gave this parable about investing ourselves in God's kingdom. We don't all have the same abilities, but we all have the ability to do something. And when Jesus Christ returns, we will give an account for how we invested our lives. The first and second servant did well and earned their master's approval. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Some may have thought these servants were foolish for investing so heavily in the kingdom of God. But the servants turned out to be wise and gained eternal happiness. They denied themselves for a while, but their investment paid off forever. The third servant did not do as well. His ability was less than the others, so he thought it was not worth investing. Instead of doing what he could, he simply did nothing at all. But when he gave an account, his master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant." Many years ago, I worked at a factory where employees could be almost anywhere. This made them hard to track, and one was found asleep in the back of a closet. He thought he could get away with being lazy, but he was found out and had to face the consequences. And there are serious consequences for not serving Jesus Christ. Throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, said Jesus. The servant's lack of initiative showed he was not a servant of Christ at all. Be very careful, then, how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, wrote Paul. Thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year. We want everyone in the world to have a Bible and to learn the Bible. For more information, click on the donate page. And thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year.